This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by Panther Eyes. From our / erotica, the title of this post is The Campground Shower. Sit back and enjoy the story.
It was the hottest week of July and I was at the campground with my family for our yearly 7-day camping trip. My wife, myself, and 2 kids, 7 and 9, rough it in the wilderness for a week. If, of course, roughing it means having a generator, air mattresses, and a portable TV, and wilderness if that means occupying a plot of land alongside dozens of other campers. We had become astute campers and found the perfect balance between enjoying nature and bringing along our necessary comforts. Our multi-room tent gave my wife and I some privacy, and have learned tricks through the years to minimize insect and water issues. The kids were getting old enough to be more independent, which gave me more time to myself. The campground had 2 indoor facilities, each at one end of the property. The buildings were identical and included a sink with mirror above and a shower with hot water. The shower stall had a curtain to provide some privacy. I have always appreciated the hot showers. They were a much-needed reprieve from the busy, tiring days. The buildings were not distinguished by gender. It was a mostly quiet, modest campground, and people were able to take turns using the shower and sink. It wasn't uncommon to have someone in there while you were showering or brushing your teeth. The whole place had a communal, laid-back feel to it. Since having kids, I have found that the best time to take care of my own needs was early in the morning. Waking up early allowed me to drink my coffee, take the dog for a walk, and most importantly, there was never a shortage of hot water. Since I was beating the morning rush, typically, I'd get into the shower around 6 a.m., shave, get dressed, and the busy day would officially begin around 7 a.m. I had fallen into this routine over the last couple years, and had never encountered another soul in that shower room. That's part of why I liked my morning routine so much. This year, that all changed. We had gotten to know some of the other families over the years, as many of us vacation the same time of year. It was reassuring to see the familiar faces year after year. This year, however, there was a new family a couple sites down from us. They seemed nice enough. They were a younger couple, maybe mid-30s, with a couple kids, much like my wife and I. The woman had dark hair and a shapely figure. She may be what's considered the ultimate MILF type. Large, round breasts, a thin waist, and wide hips, with a plump but firm-looking behind. We arrived on the same day, but they set up camp later than us. As they pitched their tent, I discreetly admired the woman's ass. She wore tight jean shorts, just modest enough for a mom, but they wouldn't look out of place on a younger woman. She bent over to push in the stakes, and I could see the faint outline of her butt cheek. Also visible at the right angle was her simple black thong. It wouldn't have been noticeable if not for all of her moving around and bending over and twisting. On top, she wore a white tank top with a low plunging neckline. Placing a different stake in the ground, she bent down and her shirt dropped just enough for me to see the curvature of her tits and her white bra. On her way up, she looked straight at me. I was wearing my sunglasses and hoped she hadn't noticed. Either way, once she was all the way vertical, she smiled and gave a friendly wave. I waved back, trying to ignore the stirring in my belly and loins. As I flipped the burgers and veggies on the portable grill, I admired her flexibility and curves. Her movements were fluid, like a dancer's. She rotated her hips easily and gracefully. I couldn't help but fantasize what she must be like in the bedroom. Later in the evening, my wife and I walked over to introduce ourselves and welcome them to the campground. Her name is Laura. I wasn't paying enough attention to catch the husband's name, but he seemed nice enough. He was a rather bland-looking man, not especially good-looking, but not ugly either. We made small talk, shared about our kids, and said how we should all have drinks after the kids go to bed at some point in the week. It was all very friendly, tame, and seemingly insignificant. The next morning, I woke up early, sipped my instant coffee, and savored the quiet dawn. Around 6, I gathered my items to shower, etc. Given that I've never encountered a person this early, and our site is close to the shower building, I wore my clean towel and carried my toiletries in a caddy. The cool morning air felt refreshing on my chest and back. As a mid-30s man, I felt confident in how I look. I'm no A-list movie star, but I'm toned and take care of myself. I allowed my mind to wander off to nothing in particular as I strolled up to the shower house and opened the door. The space is so small that I immediately noticed the additional presence in the building. It was Laura. She stood at the sink, brushing her teeth. Her mouth was foamy as she turned to smile at me. I immediately took in her skin-tight leggings and tank top. The tight spandex material hugged her generous curves. Her tank top could barely hold in her DD or larger tits. I felt an instant twinge in my cock. "Hey, good morning," she said through the foamy toothpaste. She chuckled and held up a finger, suggesting to wait a second for her to finish brushing. Once she dried her mouth, she turned back to me. "I see we have another early riser here." "Good morning," I replied. "Yeah, I suppose so. I've learned I have to wake up early to have just a little time to myself before the crazy day starts." "I hear that. I was going to do my hair and makeup, but I can leave if you want to be," she started. "Oh, no, don't worry about it," I interrupted. "Really, I meant time to myself from the kids. I can handle being around another adult." We smiled at each other with looks of relating to one another and the challenges of parenthood. I took the 2 steps towards the shower and had to slide behind her to get there. "Sorry," I said as I brushed past her. "This room is so tiny." "Oh no, I'm sorry. Gosh, I should have made room for you," she replied. I pulled the dark green curtain over so I could enter the shower area, then pulled it back to close it behind me. The curtain hung on standard shower curtain rings. There was a small wooden bench between the curtain and shower area for storing things. I set down my caddy, then went to my waist to unravel the towel. I hesitated for a moment, thinking about how she was just a few steps away, practically within arm's reach. I figured I would only make it weird if I didn't shower normally at this point. Unearthing a growing erection, I removed the towel and hung it on the towel hook. I flipped on the shower and turned the knob so it would heat up. "Did you save some hot water for me?" I asked, trying to break the tension. "I sure hope so," she called back. "You'll have to let me know if I should take a shorter shower tomorrow," she added. I thought about having another intimate moment like this with her for another day, and felt myself grow even more. My plans were for a calming, hot shower, but having Laura there made that a difficult task. With my length nearly fully aroused, I dunked my head under the warm water and began lathering my hair to try and distract myself. I even put my back towards her to create more separation, if only mentally. "So, you all come out here every year?" she asked. "Yep, every year," I called back. "It's become kind of a fun tradition. You get to know some of the people up here, so that makes it a little more fun," I added, my eyes closed and still lathering shampoo into my hair. As I stepped below the stream of water to rinse my hair, she continued to converse. "Do you have fun plans for today?" she asked, with water running over my face. I tried to reply, "Well, we were thinking about going tubing down the river. Other than that, not much." I stepped away and cleared the water from my face. "I try and keep things pretty open while we're up here. It's nice to have plenty of free time." "That's really smart," she replied. "I didn't know you could go tubing down the river. That sounds like fun." We were planning a hike at the state forest a few miles away. I was pouring my body wash and starting to lather at this point, with my eyes open and being reminded of the thin barrier between us. It felt especially intimate to be rubbing soap all over my body with her so near. At the same time, it felt perfectly casual and easy. The contradiction was both confusing and exciting. I was rock hard by this point and had to fight off my intense sexual urge to pleasure myself as we spoke. I was incredibly aroused at the idea of getting off with her here, but it also didn't feel quite right. As far as she has indicated, this had not been a sexual interaction whatsoever. I finally turned around to let the water pour over my back while I was lathering myself. I took a deep breath and stared at the green curtain. Then I noticed something that nearly took my breath away. The curtain was not fully closed, even completely closed. There may have been a crack of space open, but this was more than a crack. I would guess I had left about a quarter of the length of the curtain open. Looking forward, I was clearly able to see Laura in the mirror, applying her makeup. My stomach dropped and panic set in. While I have a high sex drive and have my fantasies, I was not a creep and would not do this on purpose. I fear this will be misinterpreted as some kind of advance, and I pause, trying to quickly process what to do next. It wasn't clear how much of me she could see. Could she just see a part of me? Just glimpses? Did she have a clear view of my massive, rock-hard erection? With a deep breath, I tried to handle the situation as maturely as I could. "Oh shit, I'm sorry," I exclaimed. "I really didn't notice." Then, another calamity struck. Just as I was about to correct my mistake and fully shield my nakedness, some rogue shampoo decided to travel down my forehead and straight into my eyes, rendering me temporarily blind from the stinging. "God damn it," I complained. "I'm really sorry, I got shampoo in my eyes now. Jesus Christ, I'm a mess." "Oh wow, that must really hurt," Laura said as she laughed out loud. Her chuckle suggested she found the situation more funny than offensive. Despite the blinding pain in my eyes, I felt relief at her tone of voice. "It's fine, really," she continued. "I would have just closed it if I didn't want the view." My vision began to return, and I could start to make out the shape of her through the mirror again. "So ... you want me to leave it open?" I asked. "Doesn't bother me if it doesn't bother you," she replied, mostly nonchalantly, with a sprinkle of flirtatiousness. "Well, okay then," I replied. "I mean, it doesn't bother me. What guy doesn't want a hot girl to watch them shower?" I said, feeling more forward now. Her chest and cheeks flushed pink with my compliment. She smiled appreciatively, then went back to her eye makeup. I stood there a moment, processing everything. Then, I left the curtain where it was so I could rinse my eyes and the rest of me. With the knowledge of her watching, I intentionally shifted my body to the open, exposed side. The extent to which her presence aroused me was most certainly no longer a secret. The mirror's reflection showed her eyeline directly pointed at my lengthy excitement. She looked down, then raised her eyes to mine and smiled, a little deviously. The whole interaction felt so innocent, but also fun and playful. We continued to chat while I rinsed and then washed my face. My best judgment told me to go through my routine as I normally would. Trying too hard would probably ruin the moment. I shut the water off and grabbed my towel. I dried off mostly as I normally would, maybe giving her a little bit of a show. By the time I pulled the curtain aside and walked out of the stall, she was just finishing putting her items away. "Well, it was nice to chat with you. Maybe I'll catch you here tomorrow morning," she said with a friendly grin. "I'll be here, 6 a.m., I replied. We waved, then she was out the door. I took a long look at her thin, skin-tight leggings as her ass bounced subtly with each step. They were the type of sheer yoga pants that even clung to her butt crack, essentially revealing what she'd look like without any clothes. The rest of the day was typical and uneventful. My family waved to her family when we'd cross paths, but that was the extent of our interaction outside of the shower house. As the night approached, I was filled with anticipation for the next morning. Up at dawn, I drank my coffee anxiously and gathered my towel and supplies. I was so excited for round two that I arrived a bit early. I knocked on the door, and Laura replied, "Good morning, come on in." Only, she wasn't at the sink as I had been expecting. Then I heard the water turn off and some shuffling in the shower stall. My eyes widened at the thought of her exposed state. I walked over to the sink and pulled out my toothpaste and toothbrush, figuring I'll give her time to dry off. Through the mirror, I see the curtain left a couple inches of sight into the stall. Not as much as I had inadvertently left open, but enough to catch a glimpse. I see her flushed skin through the opening, still pink from the hot water. I can't make out details of her bits, but it's arousing nonetheless. The curtain flies open just a split second before she fastens her towel around her body. I caught a quick flash of her pink nipples before her plush blue towel hid them. I think I also spotted a faint patch of dark hair on her mound. "Somebody's early today," she remarked as she stepped out of the stall and right next to me. We both stood there in our towels, practically brushing hips. She began brushing her teeth as I finished and grabbed my caddy. "I was feeling a little energized this morning," I replied, making close, direct eye contact for the first time. Her eyes were hazel, green, and she had faint freckles around her nose and cheeks. Her eyes were mesmerizing, with multiple shades of earthy green making rings around her pupil. She also smelled intoxicating, floral, with a dash of mint. "All yours," I said, making way for her at the sink. I stepped back to the shower stall and the enigmatic curtain. I made a split-second decision to leave the curtain halfway open. That way, I was still participating in our little game, but not coming across as desperate. She didn't seem to notice at first, as she proceeded with brushing her hair. Then, just as the hot water flickered on, she looked up at me through the mirror. My naked front was in full sight for her. I let the water pour down my hair and chest, and my stiffening cock. The energy of the room told me that a full display of my goods was in order today. So, what's the plan today? Laura pondered as she ran her brush through her wet dark brown hair. Oh, today's one of my favorite things we do. We're going biking through the forest. There are paved paths for dozens of miles. We go most of the day, I replied. Ah, that sounds fun. We didn't have sure plans, but we were thinking of going biking. Maybe we'll see you out there, she stated. That'd be great, I said through the water falling over my face. My back now to her. It gets hot out there, so keep that in mind, I suggested. I turned around to see her looking at me again. I was soaping myself up, and it was becoming more and more difficult to not stroke myself. I was rock hard, and by this point the sexual tension was starting to build. I was able to refrain, however, and we each finished our tasks and carried on with the day. I did see her at the bike trail. Our families rode together for about 10 minutes before splitting off again. She spoke with my wife and I spoke with her husband. For a short while, I rode right behind her and had a direct view of her as in tight spandex bike shorts. I nearly lost my balance from checking her out, but it was worth it to catch a glimpse of her black thong sticking out just a little. Her lower back was exposed, too, with beads of sweat dripping down. I fantasized about showering together with our naked, sweaty bodies. The third morning, I arrived at our meeting place right at 6 a.m. She was in her towel again, just getting her things set up at the sink. We greeted each other, and I went straight for the shower stall. That morning, I was feeling bold and decided to not bother closing the curtain at all. I walked in, hung my towel up, and faced her reflection in the mirror. I wasn't fully flaccid, but less than half staff. I don't know about you, but I'm sore after biking yesterday, I said as I flipped on the water. Oh my gosh, yes, she replied. I can't believe how sore I am in my butt and thighs. She pointed to her backside as she spoke. That's surprising, you look like you work out, I complimented as I lathered up my hair. I could feel my fully hard cock bob up and down as I worked the shampoo into my scalp. Laura looked up from applying her makeup, giving me a skeptical look. You're kind, but I'm not where I'd like to be, she complained. My back was to her now and I was rinsing out my hair. Are you kidding? I called out over the splashing water. You are sexy as all hell, I proclaimed. As I turned to face her again and start with my body wash, she was facing me in her towel. I was worried I had been too forward. Sorry, too far? I asked. No, not at all, she purred. Then I noticed that her bag with clothes was still on the bench in the shower stall. Her towel dropped and she reached toward me to grab her panties out of her bag. My eyes widened at her circular, pink areolas and her hardened, erect nipples. Laura had a short layer of fine dark hair above her labia. Her hips looked somehow more pronounced when she was naked. A girl likes to hear nice things, she said sweetly as she pulled up her lacy black panties. I was inadvertently stroking myself again, unable to resist with the sight of her before me. She then made a face as if she had forgotten something, and turned back around to the sink and tinkered with her makeup. Her eyes stayed mostly on me, however, while I unapologetically jerked myself. The sexual tension had become too much for me to tolerate. I had to let myself release. Once I was committed to my completion, she turned back to face me and watched carefully. She tied her hair back and reached in her bag for a bottle of lotion. I stroked my hard shaft slowly for her to take in my length and girth. I may have flexed my arms and pecs and abs to add to the show as well. She lifted her leg up on the wooden bench and began applying lotion. Her gaze alternates between me and her lotion application. She seemed to spend extra attention on her upper thigh, rubbing and kneading a little more than anywhere else. I was breathing heavily by that point, and stroking more quickly. She lifted her other leg to moisturize it, and again, she rubbed and massaged her inner thigh. I repositioned so I was slightly to the side. I wanted her to see my full length. With both legs down, she motioned her arms, then her belly. She dipped her hands below the low waistline of her skimpy undies to rub in the lotion. I was nearly at my breaking point, trying to hold off for an epic explosion. The true detonator of my sperm bomb was when she spread her lotion all over her round, hard-nippled breasts. She had tan lines where her bikini goes, and freckles lined her cleavage. Her fingers and thumbs clamped around her perked nipples and twisted, and that was my final straw. Oh, f fuck, I groaned, and realign myself so that I was pointed at her. Ugh, I moaned, and then became silent as the rush of an orgasm took my breath from me. I cranked on myself hard to encourage a worthy finale, then pressed under my balls to control my shot.
Ew-woo,
I cried as I shot the load of a lifetime, clear past Laura. The first streams hit the ground behind her, then the next landed just near her feet. She moaned quietly as she rubbed herself and smiled widely as I emptied my seat and caught my breath. The rest of the day was overcast and rainy. Most people at the campground stayed in their tents or campers, and some of the kids played outside. It was recharging to have a low-key day, both from the busy days previously and the wondrous encounter in the shower room. My wife and I opened a bottle of wine before dinner, and the wine flowed easily that night. "Hey, why don't we invite that new couple over tonight?" she suggested, already a warm, rosy glow on her cheeks. My heart initially skipped a beat, but I thought how it would be nice to have some adult interaction.
"Sure, that sounds fun," I replied.
"We could send the kids over to the Petersons. That way they can come here and we won't wake the kids up."
"Yes, genius. That's why I married you," she stated. "Let's get those kids fed and get them the hell out of here."
Laura and her husband came over to our site, where we had a canopy to sit under and block out the rain. We drank and laughed and shared relatable stories about being a parent and a responsible adult. The ladies had become more tipsy than the guys, and the topic, of course, had turned to sex. They began talking about funny or risky sex stories when my wife asked Laura about the craziest thing she's ever done. Laura looked at me, and my heart sank. One, because I feared our secret mornings would be disclosed, but also, I had looked forward to how they'd escalate for another 4 mornings. Exposing the secret now would surely end the adventure. My wife caught on to Laura looking at me, and darted her eyes between the two of us.
"What? Too personal?"
my wife asked, looking confused. Laura took a deep breath and opened her mouth to say, "Well."
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.